From Google to Amazon, technology companies are some of the best known and most profitable businesses in the U.S., but only about one-third of the employees at those companies are women. Among leadership positions, it's closer to one-fifth. There's an effort to change that, though, and a new podcast out of Detroit wants to help by telling the stories of women in the tech industry. Joining us by phone to talk about their podcast, Diva Tech Talk, are Kathleen Norton-Schock and Amanda Luan. Kathleen, Amanda, welcome to Current State.
Good morning. Thank you for having us.
Good morning.
Good morning. Amanda, we fire up your podcast. What do we hear?
You're going to hear great stories and interviews from women leading in technology across different sectors and niches.
Is this from across the country, or is there a Michigan focus here?
Well, we've definitely started with a Michigan focus, but we have been featuring women across the country. So we've been down at South by Southwest and a lot of these big technology conferences to find women all over who are making a difference.
Kathleen, what was it that made you want to launch this podcast? Where did the idea come from?
Well, we have a third diva. Her name is Nicole Johnson, and Nicole is a superstar engineer at Cisco. I personally met Nicole through an organization for whom I've been an active volunteer for almost 12 years, the Michigan Council of Women in Technology. So it was Nicole who first got me interested, and then I was fortunate enough to meet Amanda because Amanda interviewed myself and my woman co-founder of a technology company called Arden Cause. My woman co-founder is Rosemary Bayer, and Amanda interviewed us over a year and a half ago for an article she was doing for the publication for which she is an editor. So outside of those two experiences, we all realized that we had a common interest in this. And for me, it's an extension of something I've been doing through my volunteer work at MCWT for over 12 years. But from a personal perspective, I managed the global P&L for Unisys for a decade. I was a regional marketing director for CA Technologies for almost 4 years. Those are both known as powerhouses in the computer field. I was also president of a company called Telecorp Products, which did contact center software. And now, as I said, I'm a co-founder of Arden Cause. And in all four of those career slots, I found women technologists, women software programmers, women engineers, harder to recruit than hound's teeth, not to use too much of a cliche there, but they simply don't abound, and that's a super big problem for a lot of reasons.
We hear a lot about the lack of women in the tech field, but not all that many stories about the women who are already a part of the industry. Why do you think that is?
Well, maybe because, again, there aren't as many as we would like. And so they are harder to find. The same way it's hard for me to recruit people, for instance, to work for us. Amanda and I have been looking around to find those women leaders. The good news is we have been able to find them using our contacts. And the other great piece of news, I think, is in the last 2 years, many of the major companies, Apple, Facebook, LinkedIn, Oracle, Amazon, are all waking up to the fact that it is diversity that really propels innovation, and that different perspectives are what is going to make you successful. There's a whole body of work that's been done by Catalyst, the New York-based organization, for over 35 years on women and women in careers in general. And there's study after study that talks about the fact that when you have diverse viewpoints, you then contribute better to your shareholders from a bottom-line perspective, and certainly from a product and innovation perspective, you're able to do more. And that's part and parcel of the technology field.
Kathleen Norton-Schock is the co-founder of Diva Tech Talk, a new podcast about women in technology. We're also joined by co-founder Amanda Luan. Amanda, talk to us a little bit about some of the women that you've profiled so far.
So we have about almost a dozen interviews on our website at divatechtalk.com, and we're going to be expanding a lot over this next few months. A lot of these women are in different places in their careers and their life, so it's very valuable to see anyone from someone like Christina Mathis, who's the Vice President of Client Experience at Rocket Fiber. She just made the switch from a corporation to a new tech startup in Detroit. And so for women who are thinking about doing that, there's a lot that comes along with leaving a corporate world and going into a tech startup. So I think she's a great example of how she shared her story of how that happened and how she's sort of managing being a mother and being a vice president of a fast-growing tech startup. There's Monica Wheat, was another really great, awesome person to interview. She's a co-founder of Digirati Girls. And Monica shared with us she had grown up in Detroit, and one of her nieces at about 9 or 10 years old loved technology, loved math, but said to her, hey, I don't really feel like STEM is for girls. It feels like it's for boys. There's all these boys in my classes. And so Monica founded a company to help get youth more exposed to digital technologies.
Amanda, what was it that made you want to get into the tech field?
I love telling stories of innovation. I do that through my work running a website called Mishapreneur.com. And I just really wanted to give more visibility to women. So I thought creating a podcast would really help create that community and through storytelling inspire other women that no matter where you are in your life, you can make a change or lead or grow in a new way. And I think our podcast helps tell that story.
We've got Amanda Luan here joining us along with Kathleen Norton Schock. Kathleen is co-founder of Diva Tech Talk. We're talking about the new podcast they're working on about women in technology. Kathleen, do you think women have misconceptions about what it's like to work in the tech industry?
I do. I think actually from our Facebook site, if anybody would like to go to it, we have a Diva Tech Talk Facebook site. We typically post once every couple of days, and we have an excellent article from a woman who's mid-career who talks about the five misconceptions, one of them being that it's not a social field. Absolutely untrue. Another being that there's a stereotype of who is good at this, also absolutely untrue. I will say, though, that there has been a bunch of studies, one done by HBR called the Athena Factor, that does talk about the fact that from 2008 to 2012, there was significant research done that talks about the development world being not as welcoming to women as it should be. Women necessarily, even as girls, little girls not seeing themselves in that field, which is part of what MCWT does, right? We run girls' summer camps. We run after-school programs for high schoolers. We give a lot of scholarships away to encourage girls to join the field so that they can see that there are other women going ahead and doing it. We also have role models in both cases, both through the podcast and through MCWT. A good example would be Jane Sadlowski. I always think of her as geek as chic, to me, as Jane, right, who is a mother, a successful leader of a company, an engineer by background and training, probably one of the most sociable, personable people I've ever met, and a humane leader of her people. And she, to me, is a great role model. We happen to have done a podcast with her early on, and she talks about all the lessons she learned along the way, and one of them is not to be afraid, right? Just because somebody doesn't look like you or talk like you, don't be afraid to express your opinion and pursue whatever your passions and aptitudes are. Often it's about showing girls that it's great to love math and science, and it's great to understand that that's a building block of technology. But the other good piece of news is that technology permeates almost everything we do today. So it's becoming more and more accessible to girls, too. I think we're seeing a sea change. It's just been a slow one in coming.
Amanda, go a little deeper into the tech field in Detroit, in Southeast Michigan in particular. Does the area's history in manufacturing and the automobile industry in particular, does that offer a leg up for anyone wanting to get into tech? And how has Southeast Michigan adapted to greater numbers of women who are pursuing this kind of work?
Those are great questions. I definitely do think Southeast Michigan, with our strong engineering background, can lend us towards having more women in technology, and especially studying STEM and graduating. I think that gives them a leg up. I also think, too, if you're going to start a technology company, a lot of my work is around the tech startup community. And in Detroit, it costs less overhead to start your company here. There's tons of talent all around you. It's still competitive to find tech talent, and especially women in tech. But I think there's a lot of groups, the work we're doing, there's a new group called Women Rising that at every event, there's at least 50 to 100 women in technology gathering. So, and Girls Develop It is another one, teaching women how to code in very low-cost, easy ways to just get started and learn. And I think that's hugely valuable and important to the ecosystem here. It creates these easy pathways for a woman who, whether you've studied and graduated or whether you're just trying to get your hands on a new skill, there's a lot of opportunity here.
Kathleen, I want to ask you about how STEM subjects are presented in schools and the role that teachers and schools in particular play here. Is how STEM is presented in schools relevant?
I think that corporations here locally are trying to help make it relevant. I think, of course, as usual in any profession, you have some really brilliant and gifted teachers. I look particularly, we happen to have a friend who will be interviewing in a podcast. Her name is Rita Barrios, and she heads the technology department at University of Detroit Mercy. And Rita and her team, Rita's been very involved in a lot of after-school programs for girls. So, and she happens to be the mother of a woman nuclear scientist. So she's looked at it from all stages, right? And I think she and her team have been looking at some really innovative ways to do that at a university that's very close to us. In general, I think the more women who get into the field and present themselves as role models and then band together with corporations who are trying to do the same thing, like internship programs. For instance, the female CIO for Ford is a woman by the name of Marcy Cleverhorn, and Marcy and her team have introduced some really innovative internship programs at Ford and have been specifically recruiting women and girls to join them. So I think it's a matter of perhaps my generation. I'm the baby boomer of the Diva Tech Talk founders, and I think it's my generation trying to turn around now and share back and use what we've learned to become to foster and mentor the next several generations coming up behind us, but also be role models like a Jane Sadlowski, like a Rita Barrios, like a Marcy Cleverhorn. I could go on and name some of these phenomenal women who have been doing this just in our region. Nationally, I mean, we have to applaud Tim Cook at Apple, who made a very public pronouncement that Apple is going to spend a lot of time looking for women.
We've got to let it go there. We've been learning about Diva Tech Talk, a podcast out of Detroit that focuses on women in the tech field. Our guests today have been co-producers Amanda Luan and Kathleen Norton-Schock. Thanks to both of you. Good luck.
Take care. Thank you.
Thank you.